ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Where we are at the moment, Ireland was developing an industry for a long time, but 2022 was really the breakout year. And you can really see it in the statistics. The Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland showed 0% solar in August 2022. And we've had days this summer where about 10% of our power came from solar. Now that's pretty impressive going.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. That's the voice of Conall Bulger, CEO of the Irish Solar Energy Association. Over the past few years, Ireland has embarked on somewhat of a solar revolution, and the country's fastest growing renewable power source is having an impact. Conall spoke to us about the future of energy and the work he does.
For some of our listeners that might not know, could you tell us what you do day to day?
Well, it varies. We're the trade body for the Irish solar industry. So we have kind of a three-part mission. We engage policymakers and regulators to basically bring in a framework that's suitable for solar. We have an educational wing where we really try to spread the solar gospel, make sure people are aware of it, basically answering that question, what solar in Ireland? And the third part really is about good practice. So we try to work with the industry to encourage good practice as the industry scales.
So Ireland has great potential, would you say, to almost become fully powered by renewable energy?
Yes, we're definitely working towards a fully decarbonized electricity system. What you need is solar, wind and storage working together. Because when you get to the high renewable system, your problem is really going to be about having too much free, green, clean power at certain times and not enough at others. So that's where you really need the storage to kind of move it around and help you meet the demand.
And over the past few years, we've seen a rise in the use of solar energy. Could you tell us a little bit about the industry at the moment, maybe where we are compared to some of our EU neighbours?
Sure. So in terms of where we are at the moment, Ireland was developing an industry for a long time, but 2022 was really the breakout year. And you can really see it in the statistics. The Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, whose job it is to collect and monitor these things, show 0% solar in August 2022. And we've had days this summer where about 10% of our power came from solar. Now that's pretty impressive going when you think that our first project at the utility scale, big projects, only connected last summer. And customers could only start getting paid for electricity they sold back to the grid last year. In the utility scale, we've had three government auctions under their renewable electricity support scheme, which is basically a competitive process whereby people are awarded contracts. They've delivered 2.7 gigawatts of projects awarded contracts. Again, in English, what that means is that's about one third of our 2030 target. So if we can deliver those projects, that's a great step forward. In the microgeneration space, we have about 71,000 homes that have solar on the rooftop. Not to blind people too many numbers, but what's actually happening at its peak during about kind of autumn, we were seeing 700 homes a week connect with a microgenerator on the roof. Now, that's actually adding up to substantial savings and demand. So we're already seeing the benefits of that. And then we have a commercial and non-residential sector coming behind that. Now, all of that together, just what we've done in these last 2 years is going to come to about 1 gigawatt, which is one eighth of the way to our 2030 target. Where that puts us in European terms is very interesting. Were we having this conversation even 2 years ago, Ireland was at the bottom of every league table. We'd have been in, you know, second, third, fourth from the bottom, depending on what metric you were using. If we delivered those targets, we move ourselves up in terms of power per population. So essentially, as a relative to our size, we'd actually become one of the leading countries in the world. And when you add that to our world-leading wind industry, you're really talking about us becoming something of a global superpower in renewables, really.
Conall, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
As Conall said, Ireland has the potential to become a real superpower when it comes to solar energy. And with more and more businesses and homeowners opting for renewable energy, it's clear that we're only starting to scratch the surface when it comes to unlocking our potential.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.